we're going to do in the laws of Shema. We're up to chapter 80, Siman Ayin, and we're up to subsection 5, Hey, see if Hey. Now, what happens is, Hoya Oisek Ba'achila. If a person has been occupied in eating, he's been eating, and when we talk about eating, we're not talking about a wedding or, but Afilu Besuda Ketano, talking about a small meal, you know, you're having a meal by yourself. Other scenario, if you were occupied in adjudicating a case, it was rabbis, they were sitting in judgment about a case. And we're not even talking about the beginning of a case. And in France, he says, even concluding the halacha, in other words, all the arguments, so it's not going to take such a long time. Or a person was in the bath, the bathhouse, and you know, sometimes in the bathhouse, it was a whole procedure, the warm water, cold water, you used to spray, this used to be like a whole big to-do, but sometimes, he says, afil aziba alma, even if you were just sweating over there, so you have a schwitz, you know, you go into the schwitz over there, so he says, or you were occupied, you were taking a haircut, and the haircut, you know, was probably wasn't as easy as today. They used to use scissors and other things. It takes a while. Or the person was flipping hide skins, trying to I'm not sure that's a job or to prepare. And any kind of occupation that is similar to these. What's the common denominator with these occupations, eating, or the judgment, or the bathhouse, or the haircut, or flipping the skins? But you have, there's a worry that you might sort of be dragged into it. It may take you longer. You're not going to finish very quickly, as it will be explained in section 232. So you have to stop what you're doing and you have to read the Shema. You can't do because even though he has time to read after he's going to finish his meal, after he's going to finish doing, he has time to read. No, you can't do it. You have to stop. Why? Gezeira, what we worry about, there's a gezeira, a fear that Shem Yimshach Bahem, you might get drawn into it. You might be dragged into them in these kinds of things. Beyabrizman Krishman, you're going to pass the time of the Shema. So you can't start, you can't continue doing these things. The presumption over here is he started while it was okay. So he started before the time of the Shema. So let's say he started before dawn, he started at nighttime, he started before. So even though he has enough time to do the Shema, you can't do really anything before you do the Shema. And because we worry about that you might actually forget to read the Shema. All these things have something that the common that you might be dragged in and then you might miss out. Now, he continues, V'einei doyme l'tefila shim hiskelein tzorich lahafsik k'moshi yisbar sham. This isn't the same as with prayer. By prayer, we say that if you already started, then you don't have to interrupt. As will be explained over there by the davening, if you started doing something, you can finish. And the reason is, because the reading of the Shema is a biblical, is a Torah commandment. And hichmiru bo yoser. And that's why they were more stringent. Lefikach, and now, so since this is the reason, so the reason why we are more stringent, we don't allow you even to continue, and we do allow you to continue by prayer. The reason is because it's from the rabbis. So therefore, lefikach koydeb lebir chaseh. So when you do read the Shema, because you have to read it, you don't have to do it with all the blessings. You can read it without the blessings, just the Shema. Because the blessings are also based on the rabbi. So it turns out a rabbi ordinance, if it's based the origination from, if the origination of the saying it comes from the rabbis, then you can be lenient. So the brachas of the Shema, which comes from the rabbis, you don't have to say. But the Shema itself, which is the Torah, that you have to say, and you can't do anything. So read the Shema, don't do all the blessings from the Shema, and then later on he'll do it, as we learned before. If you did the Shema first, when you daven, you'll do the blessings with the Shema.
So you could do mincha and skip it and just say the Shema and skip mincha?
By mincha, we don't have Shema. Oh, no, you're right. So, but we're only talking about that you're going to have time to do it later on. First of all, by mincha, there's no Shema.
Let's say for Maariv.
Okay, so for Maariv, once it's time for Maariv, you're not allowed to do anything until you do the Shema. But if you are
starting, still working. Doesn't have time.
Yeah, so you have to read the Shema. You'd have to read the Shema without the blessing, and then you'll do the whole davening later on. Let's see what it's going to finish here. Let's just say
Maariv until
the later on, much later.
Like midnight.
Yeah,
right?
And we also discussed this. Also, this has to do with the Bedikas Chometz over there. There's also a whole does he have to daven if we're afraid over there too, that he's going to delay, he might forget. Let's just finish up and then we can discuss this further. But medvar mamurim kshehischil be'isur. He says this only applies when he started, when he wasn't allowed to. This issue is that he wasn't allowed to start, to do the work, and then we're going to say, okay, when it comes the time, by Shema, you have to stop. Dahainu. So what does it mean that you started, what does it mean when you're not allowed to eat? So dahainu, shehizchil lechol toy chatzi shoh la'alois ha-shachar. He started to eat within a half an hour before dawn. The time of dawn is when the obligation of the Shema starts. All right, you know, the rabbis told you to wait a little bit longer, shekidei sheyakir, but technically it starts from dawn. That's when the mitzvah of Shema starts. A half an hour before dawn, the rabbi said, don't start to do anything, or eating or doing anything. Just do the Shema first. But this guy didn't listen, and he started to eat toichatzi shoh la'alois ha-shachar, or shenichnas lemerchatz, or at least stop it. Or he entered into a bathhouse, or he went in to take a haircut, or he went to a bursiki, which is a tannery, to flip the hides over there, or another similar kind of work. Now, again, without ruling right now, but I quite remember also that this, from the Gemara and from the commentaries, I'm not ruling right now, but this hair, their haircuts used to be a whole big to-do. It wasn't just a zip that you go into the barber and he does it for a two-minute kind of a zip. I'm not sure that could be considered today something that you'd be dragged in, because he won't keep you much longer because he wants his, whatever, 10, 15 bucks and he wants to go to the next customer. So, I mean, it's not going to be a whole long procedure over there. Or they have scissors or whatever. Yeah, and he used to make different ways, probably in different kinds of cuts, you know, used to be a whole big thing. So lachash olam od ha-shachar, so the eating, the prohibition against eating begins a half an hour before dawn. The other things, like we just mentioned, going into the bathhouse, taking a haircut, or going into the bursiki, to the tannery, or other work, that's la'achar sh'olam adashachar. If you started to do after dawn, because these kind of things, sh'koid malachat shachar, because before dawn, mutar l'konis l'merchatz oily stopper, one can go into the bathhouse or to take a haircut. Afilu b'somuch l'alois ha-shachar mamash, k'moshi b'ar b'sim b'tes. Even when it's right before l'alois ha-shachar, you could go into the bathhouse. I mean, and again, I'm going to think today, you're going into the shower. It's not the same bathhouse that we're talking about over there. A shower is, you know, I mean, unless, you know, you're talking about a teenager's showers, they shower like for 6 hours. Yeah, but
this is the
Roman style. Yeah, but the normal, yeah, the normal people, you know, are in and out, 10, 15 minutes. You take a shower and that's it. All right? And here, so we're talking about, so this person did it wrong. Either he started eating within a half an hour before the shachar, or he's doing the other works from Alois HaShachar, from dawn. אבל אחר שעולם עד השחר אסור לסעסק בצרוכב עד שיספלו after so because he's saying he did it wrong, he did it right next to Alois HaShachar, but he doesn't say why by Alois HaShachar, why at dawn itself. There is another problem there, he says in the parenthesis. אבל אחר שעולם עד השחר אסור לסעסק בצרוכב. Then he's not allowed to occupy himself with his needs after dawn, until he davens, as explained over there. Same thing is for the Shema, which is accepting the yoke of heaven, that one is not allowed to do anything once Amud HaShachar. Besides this whole, see, there's two parts. Here we're mainly discussing the issue. If you're going to be occupied with something else, you might be drawn in, and then you might forget, you might miss it altogether. But there's another issue over here. In before you pray to God, you should not do your own needs. The first thing you have to start the day with, as dawn comes up, you have to pray to Hashem. You can't start being occupied with your personal needs before taking care of your needs for Hashem. So that's another issue, not because you're going to be forgetting, but because you're not supposed to start with your own selfish, your own personal needs, versus first taking care of your obligation to Hashem. So that's written with regards to prayer. But the same thing would be true, the Alter Rebbe suggests, as far as Shema. Shema is also the accepting the yoke of heaven. You shouldn't start your own needs before first accepting the yoke of the heaven, the first thing of the day. And it's not the same as eating. The Hainu Taima She is Palil Al Dome. Not sure here, the parentheses, how it works over here. There is a end of a parenthesis, and then there is a bracket. Oh, they probably put in the parenthesis in the bracket. V'leidomi la'achila. Got to take a look, because it's L'soich Lal Adam. I'm not sure that. But let's go. Avlim is Chubaheter. But if he started off in a permissible way, he started off in the permissible way, Ein Tzorich Lahafzik Afil L'Kriyas Kriyas Shema. He doesn't have to interrupt even to reading the Shema. Im Yeshom L'Shus L'Achar, Im Yeshus L'Kriyas L'Achar Sh'Yigmair. If there is time to read after he finishes, So in other words, if you had a right to start because you started before a half an hour to eat or before dawn to do the other work, then you don't have to interrupt and you can continue as long as there is time to do it afterwards. And if he was worried that maybe he's going to prolong and he's going to miss the time for reading the Shema, and then he interrupted and he read the Shema, that is praiseworthy. And it's not the same as prayer, which is the needs of the hedyot. I guess because you're praying for yourself, it's your needs, you're asking for your needs. So over there we say that don't be worried if you're going to miss it out, because it's just your thing. I'm not much supposed to, but I'm on base. I got to look it up. Okay, now one more halacha here. There's others that say that if you're occupied in eating, then you do have to interrupt for the morning prayer, even if you started legitimately before half an hour. Even if you started permissibly. So, since the prohibition of eating before davening is mechua loisus shebetoira, since they have leaned it on a prohibition of the Torah, Shenemar, the pasuk says leisoich la adam. The Torah says don't eat on the blood. So they said leisoich lu koidim shispal adimchem, don't eat before you're going to pray for your blood. So since you need to pray, so once you're davening, you have to say Reish Shma and the brachas. So is the main, as explained some. So he's saying like this, that it doesn't matter. Even if you started eating before dawn, once dawn comes, you have to interrupt for davening because of the other issues over here. And once you have to stop already, you have to do it the right way. So you have to do the Shema, and you have to do it with the brachas, you have to do Gula Tefillah, and that's the way it should be done, as will be explained over there.